Ghostbuster, Frozen Empire, a sequel to Afterlife. A couple years ago, they come out with a revive of one of the best franchises, maybe most lovable franchise, not best franchise, lovable franchise like a Ghostbuster after so many decades. And one of the OGs came, and the new revive, a new team with Paul Rudd leading there with the kids. And now here we go again, Frozen Empire. Now they follow the afterlife, the ending, then going back to become Ghostbusters in New York. They go into the back to the firehouse. Some of the old G's are coming back. Is it worth it? Is it really what we were expecting for? The same afterlife? Or even better? Or is it washout of the franchise? They try to get alive. Even the ghost couldn't save it. I'm Frankie D, you're in your reviews. Don't forget to subscribe. Give me like if you can. I love Ghostbusters, as you see. I love even the ghost trap. It's a great bargain. I gotta tell you, if you're in the United States, the Regal, better than the AMC, for $25, you get a Ghostbuster ghost trap popcorn, which with the sound and the lights, awesome bargain. And you see, I use it there. I love Ghostbusters. And Afterlife was a delightful. Even so, the critics give you a 64, 65 Rotten Tomato. I thought it was better than that. And sometimes, you know, Rotten Tomato doesn't mean anything. Because sometimes when you see the audience rate, it's way high. And there are some classic movies. They have great reviews or bad reviews. But Afterlife is around 2 hours, a little bit too long. Reitman didn't came as a director, he produced it. He was in charge of that. The kids are coming back, Paul Rudd's coming back now in the serious relationship with the mom. And the OGs are coming back. The famous one, except for one that you know why. But even Bill Murray came back. But Bill Murray came back and disappointed. Not many jokes about Bill Murray, to be honest. I can see that he probably shot all the stuff in 1 day or 2 days. And just, he was there for the money or for the title or for try to bring the OG. Is it better than Afterlife? No. Is it a bad movie? No. Let's make it simple. It's just the story is that they find an anthem, a revive. It goes and the trouble, the ghost and the Frozen Empire, you know, it's just they make the mythology a little bit too complicated for the people that try to understand that. I understand, but most of the people who go and see Ghostbusters don't go to try to see the mythology. This is not Doom. This is not try to figure it out or get this and that. It's too much of the complication, too much of the little point that you have to figure it out. And then the first part is a little bit more. The second part is getting there, and when they started getting the OGs coming in too, and the third part is when it got all together in the right way. 2 hours too long. I think they should have cut at least 10 minutes, probably a little bit more, but 10 minutes, 15 minutes would be better. It would move a little bit more ahead. It's a good movie. Is it worth it to see the movie? To be honest, it's a go, a must go, don't go. To me, it's a go. It's not a must go, but it's good to see in the theater with a big audience. I was in the opening day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Took a day off. I thought, not many people are going to be there. There were a lot of people there. They were surprised. Nobody bought tickets until probably an hour before. I saw it said only 5 tickets. What the heck? But then when it started getting packed. I don't say full pack, but 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday, it's a good jump. It's going to do with money. I think it's going to be number one. It's a family movie. It's a family movie. It's an entertainment movie. That's what it is. It's an entertainment movie. Don't try to look for anything else. Rotten Tomato, I think, is 45, and the audience score is 85. I would say that's the way you're supposed to be. Between 80 to 85, that's the score for the audience. And that's what it is. It's not a bad movie like it do. If you read the reviews, you're going to see a lot of the big OG reviewers. They give you a good review. There are a lot of the weird reviewers, sometimes maybe weirder than me, they give you a bad review. To be honest, it's an entertaining movie. Don't wait for that. It's a is get a popcorn, get a soda and entertain. Take your family and just, you see it. Some familiar faces are, the new one and Johnny come back. We have the familiar faces of the host. The little Puff, then they coming back, you know, they had to have a little party, it's a little nostalgia. But it's what it is, it's a nostalgia, it's a popcorn and a soda, and it's a gold movie. To entertain. That's it. Unless you want to see Dune again, this is the family movie. It's a go, guys. Enjoy it. Have a nice popcorn and buy that little ghost trap if you want a souvenir, because that is the bargain. You agree with me? Give me a like. If you don't, tell me what happened. You didn't like it. You just were disappointed. You were expecting something more. Give me down. Until the next time, support your movie theater, support your TV shows, support your video games, support your podcast, and support me, this fat guy. Subscribe, get the Yoda face, and get all the reviews. Until the next time, stay tuned. Thank you. Stay safe, and fight the ghosts. Ciao.